So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the bumi kain that are included in the pasuk shever regale shever yad. Sok the Mishnah. Makish bekarsulav ubar kavaisa. If the kain is bow-legged, with his knees outward and ankles inward, or vice versa, he's knee-knocked. He's knock-kneed, with his ankles outward and knees inward. And his ankles or knees knock into each other when he walks. Ubal ha-pikim. Pika yetzi migadole. A bulge of flesh comes out of his big toe. Va'ikul. He's bandy-legged, and when he sits and puts his feet together, his knees do not touch each other. The heel juts out behind him. As the Gemara explains, his calf ends in the middle of his foot, half in the front and half in the back. His feet are wide and flat like a goose. His toes ride up on each other. His toes are joined together. In which the Mishnah makes the following distinction. Ada per kasher, if the toes are joined only from the tip until the middle joint, he's kasher. Lamata mina per b'chatcha kasher, if the toes are joined from the middle joint until the beginning, then only if the connection is severed, he's kasher, but if the connection is intact, he's pasul. Haysa ba yeseris v'chatacha, em yesh ba etzim pasul, v'm lav kasher. If he had an extra finger or toe and he amputated it, it depends. If there was a bone, he's pasul, because he's mechoser eva, lacking a limb that he had originally. But if there was no bone, he's kasher, because the lechasher bel tiltul ba'alma, it's merely a piece of skin. Rabbi Yechanan says, v'hu shenisperis al gav hayad. Extra finger is considered an eva only if it is aligned with the other fingers. And this distinction applies regarding the following halachas. Mechoser eva, a kohen that amputated this extra finger is pasul. Mitame b'magu b'maso mitame b'oil. If a mace, dead person, had an extra finger with flesh, it alone transmits tumen always. And if the mace had an extra finger without flesh, it is included in the count to create a majority of 125 evarim that transmit tumah. The Mishnah continues with the machlekes in the case of yesa b'yadav of raglav sheish v'sheish esrim v'arba Reb Yehuda machshir v'cham paislin. If a kohen has extra digits on his hands and feet, six on each, and an all 24. Buda holds the kain is kasher, while the chacham holds the kain is pasul. The Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that refers to the son of Orpah who fought against the Yidden, v'tihi oid mulchama, v'hi ish modoin etz b'yod v'etz b'ragl b'sheish v'sheish. His hands and feet each had six digits. Buda holds b'shivchi mishtoi. The pasuk praises him for his strength, therefore this is not considered a mum. While the chacham holds b'genusi mishtoi, the pasuk degrades him for being different, therefore this is considered a mum. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlokes regarding hasholet b'shtei yadav. A kohen who is ambidextrous, he can use both hands. Rebbe paisel, k'chishus ha'aschola b'yamin. Rebbe holds he's pasul because this indicates a weakness in the right hand. V'cham machshirin b'riyus ha'aschola b'smoil. V'cham holds he's kasher because this indicates unusual strength in the left hand. However, all agree that itter b'yad pasul. A kohen who's left-handed is disqualified because the avodah must be done with the right hand. And itter b'regel pasul. Kohen whose left leg it is pasul because the pasuk states lamed l'sharis. Kederach shara mida diikar b'yamin. Avodah must be done in the usual way of walking with the right leg first. The next mission discusses women that only disqualify kahanim because of einah shavah b'zara shel aron. He's different than most kahanim, in which the kohen transgresses a mitzvah saseh and the avodah is kasher. It's like the Mishnah. Hakushi, an unusually dark complexion. Hagicher, an unusually red complexion. V'halafkan, an unusually white complexion. V'akipach, kohen is unusually tall to the extent that its vertebrae appear to be dislocated. Vananas, a dwarf. Vacherish, a deaf mute. Vashait, an insane person. Vashikr, an inebriated person. Ubali, nagoim, tahayim, a kohen with leprosy that is tar. Psulin, ba'adam, v'ksherin, b'behema. The above mumen only disqualify a kohen, but animal with these mumen are eligible for karbanas. Shem Gamliel says, shaitim in a behema, enim in a mufchar. An insane animal is not the first choice for karbanas. Rav Loza adds, af bali hadil dulin, psulin ba'adam, v'ksherin, b'behema. Also, hanging flesh only disqualifies a kain, but not a carbon. The Gemara elaborates regarding shikr. Shikr b'yayin machal avayda. If a kain is inebriated from wine, he disqualifies the avayda. And our mission is the chacham who hold b'shar gvam ha-mashakim le machal avayda. A kain who is inebriated from other alcoholic beverages does not disqualify the avayda. But even so, he's pasul mideraisa to perform the avayda because in the shabbat b'zara shalaron. While Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds b'shar dvam ha-mashakar machal avayda, a kohen who is inebriated even from other alcoholic beverages disqualifies the avayda. Zok the Mishnah. Elu kasherim ba'adam u'psulim b'behema. The following defects do not disqualify kohanim, but they do disqualify karbanas. Oysa v'espinay. A father and his offspring may not be shechted on the same day, while a kohen and his son may perform the avayda on the same day. And as the Gemara says, the Mishnah is Chananya who holds oysa v'espinay noig b'im b'schram u'b'im b'nekevis. The Isser of Oisav Esbenai applies to either the mother or the father and their child. Treifa, an animal that is treifa is disqualified for karbanos, while a kohen that is treifa is eligible for the avodah. The Yetzer Daifin, an animal born through a cesarean section is disqualified for the karbanos, while a kohen born Yetzer Daifin is eligible for the avodah. The Mishnah continues, V'anesin noshim ba'aveir apostle ad she'a derenu hanah. If a kohen is married to a woman that is forbidden to a kohen, for example, a grusha, a divorcee, may not do the avodah until he makes a vow not to benefit from each other. As the Brisa states, Neidr v'ovid yeridu megarish. He makes the neder and completes the avodah, and then must immediately divorce her. The Gemara asks, V'leichesh dimo azlega b'chacham v'shari le. Let's be concerned that the kohen will have a chacham and all his neder. The Gemara offers three answers. Either the Mishnah follows the opinion of Tzarech l'faradas a neder. The halacha requires that when one requests a chacham to annul his neder, must delineate the circumstances under which he accepted the neder. Therefore, the chacham will refuse to annul a neder made not to benefit from a forbidden woman. Or the madrin liberam, we have the kohen accept the neder in front of 10 people. And the Mishnah follows the opinion of neder shod beram in la'afara. A chacham cannot revoke a neder made in public. Or the madrin le adasram, the kohen makes the neder subject to the public's agreement, and all agree that al dasaram in la'afara, a chacham cannot revoke this type of neder. The Mishnah concludes, "Vamitami lemesim pasul achikabulav shleihi mitami lemesim." A kohen that allows himself to become tummy from the dead is disqualified until he accepts upon himself not to do so. I think Gemara points out the following distinction and explains: regarding an isha psula, a neder is required because he's very tukfay. He has a desire to remain with his wife. However, regarding mitami lemesim, a mere kabbalah suffices because ein yitzur tukfay. He has no desire to be mitami lemesim. Hanulach Perak Eilu Mumim Rav Baruch Hashem completed the 7th parak of Masechtas Becharis, and we'll begin the 8th parak Yesh Becharis in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.